Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time for Steve's favorite segment. It's called Ask the CLO. Now, Steve, you ready? Are you ready?
Stay ready.
All right, here we go. This one is from Tab in D.C. Tab says, I'm 49 and I'm dating a man that's 74, okay? He looks like he's my age and he's very athletic and energetic. We have a big problem in the bedroom and it's not what you think. His problem is that he doesn't know when to stop. The sex can go on for an hour, and I have to work, run errands, and do other stuff, so he needs to wrap it up sooner. He admitted that he's on medication, and a side effect is increased sexual desire. He's called me a lightweight and said he'll have to find someone else that is up to the challenge. I hate it when he says stuff like that. Do you think he's just joking?
Well, let's go over a couple things. First of all, the 74 and lasts too long in medication. He's lost feeling in certain areas. The lasting longer is, don't worry, he done lost a lot of feet. He knew. So don't worry about that. All that hours and all that. Yeah, you know, you need to pick up a pace. You a lightweight. I need to get somebody else. And the other thing you said was, you 49 and he 74 and he look your age. Now, hold up.
You're not going for it.
He's athletic and energetic, she says, Steve.
He's 74, and he look your age. Or,
what?
He's 74, and you look his age.
I didn't think about that.
See,
she didn't say that.
Well, I looks at all of it when you ask me something. We in here problems. Because he might not be all that athletic and energetic. Just your ass is older than 49 physically. And maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe you thinking he more than he really is because you ain't what you saying you are. Let the church say amen. Let's move on.
Amen.
Sometimes
that.
The answer is in your own damn question.
I believe her.
Maybe she ain't athletic. She ought to get athletic. She would be more like 49. Most 49 your women still got it. So she ain't.
Well,
he's 74.
Well,
he got medication that increases his. That's Viagra. That's what that is. No, what else is it?
It increases your sexual desire.
What else? What are you taking?
Yeah.
Once again, if you have something else, sir, please write in to this show.
This became another segment.
Man, because yesterday some dude took a shot.
Yeah.
What?
And the strawberry letter, yeah.
A shot. And he wasn't going through that pain no more.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. This one's from, we're moving on. This one's from Delisa in Chicago. She says, I'm a single female in my late 20s, and I'm a bartender. I met a new guy in the bar. He was handsome and friendly and always tipped well. He asked me on a date, and we really hit it off. He lives in an upscale building with a doorman, and he drives a very nice car. I asked him where he works, and he says he's a kept man, and his sugar mama lives in the suburbs. She's unhappily married and very rich. He said he sees her only twice a month and gets paid well. He asked me if I had a problem with it, and I'm trying to have an open mind. Is this a deal breaker?
Well, he's not finna be yours. Mm. You know, you can date him if you want to. You're in your late 20s. You can date him if you want to. He told you he's a kept man. He not finna be yours, and he not finna be unkept. So now, you're not going to get him. Let me explain something to you. When a man open up and tell you that, it's for one reason and one reason only.
What's that?
To see if you're willing to go along with it. Mm-hmm. He ain't got nothing invested in you. He ain't in love with you. So now he just want to see if you want to go along with it. You part of the other part of the game.
Mm.
I can have a woman and I'm be a kept man, and I can get with this little young fine thing. And you finna be the young fine thing. And if you go along with it, that's it. Is it a deal breaker? Do you want to share your man? He ain't your man anyway, but do you want to share him with somebody else?
Do you want a husband?
Yeah, you're not finna get a husband out of this. He a gigolo.
No.
Gigolos.
All right, delete.
Get lonely too.
All right, here we go. You're gonna love this name, Steve. Bertel.
Bertel.
Bertel in Tulsa. Bertel says, I'm a married man and I've been having sex with my pastor's wife for about 3 weeks. We used to date before either of us got married, and she's got the best skills of any woman I've ever been with. I made up all kinds of lies about the pastor so my wife wouldn't want to join the church, but she did anyway, and she dragged me to the church with her. I knew it would only be a matter of time before the first lady got under my skin, because we can't resist each other. I love my wife, but the pastor's wife and I have so much chemistry. How can I get her out of my system?
No, you can't. No, you can't. You gotta stop seeing her. But you can't.
What?
See, his question is, ladies, listen to the question. How can I get her out of my system?
Uh-huh.
He ain't asked you nothing about no how could I stop seeing her, because the answer is simple. Don't go over there no more.
Yeah.
See, now he trying to make it like it's more complicated than that. Mm. It's not, dog.
At all.
It's not.
Well, you quit. Gonna tell his wife?
You like it. What?
What is he going to tell his wife about the church? Why?
Tell his wife.
The church. About why they're leaving the church, yeah.
No, his wife going to find out. No, he got to quit going over to see her. His wife going to find out. Let me tell you something about you.
He just need to go to hell.
If you are screwing another woman and that woman comes around, your wife going to know it.
Oh, yeah.
You keep putting it in her face if you want to, partner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, CLO.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Would you rather, on a cold winter day, enjoy a bowl of hot chili or a bowl of gumbo?
Junior better eat that hot chili as soon as it get cold, for his ass be in that hospital with bad prices.
I got to eat the chili.
You better eat some chili or something, then.
I want the gumbo. The gumbo hot.
Yeah.
Why your ass still in these cold climates? You need to take your ass there. We told you.
This is not about sickle cell.
It is if it get cold enough. Yeah, this is our dude right here. I've learned more about sickle cell anemia than I have ever known in my life, hanging with my little homie Junior.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Unc, though, you got the best phone call still, dog. Don't nobody call better than you do, dog. Hello? Hey, Unc. All right, now.
No, this is how I go. Hey, Junior, what's happening? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Wait a minute, hold up, dog. I ain't hanging that dog, click. Because I don't want to be the one on the phone that he last talked to, because now I'm all in the criminal investigation. You know, they're looking at his phone. No, see, they looking at his phone log, and then they looking at her, the last phone call. Now I'm down at the police station. What did he say? No, now you can do that.
From sickle cell?
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah, because on 48 hours, when they find the dude by the phone, they always want to talk to the last person that talked to him. I seen that on 48
That's
hours.
That's a murder investigation. Sickle cell.
But if he had a crisis, I'm not finna be the last one he's had.
There's more to Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.